1430 WNTA. I'm Ken DeCoster. It is Friday, the 17th of July. Welcome. Coming up on the program today, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan will be our guest after 11:30. President Barack Obama speaks to the NAACP. We'll talk about that. We'll talk more about the arrest yesterday of a 24-year-old man wanted for the murders of an elderly Southeast Side couple. And, of course, the Mamma Mia ticket giveaway climaxes during the noon hour. It's 10:09. We're going to start by saying good morning to 16th District Congressman Don Manzullo. Don, how are you?
How are you this morning, Ken?
I'm doing great. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Three House committees are working on a $1.5 trillion health care overhaul plan that requires everyone to have health insurance and makes employers provide it or pay a penalty, subsidize the poor to help them buy care, and create a new public insurance plan modeled after Medicare to compete with private insurance companies. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the Congressional Budget Office, which is the nonpartisan government agency that evaluates and places a dollar score on legislation, Mr. Elmendorf, who's these are nonpartisan people, and they examine all the different issues. He said that the plan that was proposed by the Democrats in both the House and the Senate does not have enough cost savings in it, and the $1.5 trillion could just be a beginning of it because they have no idea what this thing would cost. And so you have this nonpartisan financial scoring agency that's a part of Congress saying that the way this bill is written, the cost is going to be absolutely going to be totally going through the roof. And it would, and Elmendorf said that the coverage proposals in the legislation would expand federal spending on health care to a significant degree, and he says he doesn't see any provisions in the legislation reducing federal health spending, and it significantly expands the federal responsibility for health care costs. The speaker said that, well, we're going to save money because there are portions of this bill devoted to wellness, such as using taxpayers' money to build jungle gyms so the kids can exercise and not get fat. But that's some of the stuff that's in this bill.
Don, are there any parts of the bill you can embrace, accept?
The problem is that it assumes that the government knows how to deliver health care services as opposed to your individual physician. And what it does is, well, for example, if my brother had the restaurant,
yeah,
he's been knocked out of business. It's any small business or any business that has a total gross payroll of $250,000 a year. Now, that could be 10 employees, 10 full-time employees that would have, you know, total $25,000 each, or part-time. You know, you could have 20 part-time. That the employer, the small business person, would be mandated, he would be forced to carry health insurance, and if he's not, if he doesn't do that, he would be taxed up to 8% on the gross amount of money that he's paying in taxes to provide for that insurance, and he would have to the employer would have to pay about 73% of the premium, and the government would come in and try to pay the rest. I mean, Ken, this is a disaster. We have a broken health care system. Everybody agrees on that. And but where we disagree is the fact that this should be that the patient and the physician should be making the medical decisions as opposed to a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C.
Don, give us your view of a affordable, realistic plan to reform the nation's health care problem.
Sure. One of the things that we can do, and we passed it three times in the House, is Association Health Plans. That allows small businesses to join together the same way as unions do, to form a purchasing group so they can buy health and accident insurance on a mass scale as opposed to each employer going in and being rated. Let me give you an example. The National Federation of Independent Businesses has, I think, 5 or 6 million members nationwide. The Farm Bureau, alumni associations, churches, any organization that has a history of permanence could negotiate with insurance companies to buy insurance for the members of that association. And what that does, it spreads the risk, and because so many people would be in the pool, you wouldn't have to worry about pre-existing illnesses. Now, you take a small business in Rockford, for example, a jewelry store or a small grocery store or, sure, or a restaurant, and each of those businesses that carries its own policies is rated by the people who are the employees, and you could have a situation where you may have 15 or 20 employees, or say even 10, and somebody comes down with cancer or has a very serious debilitating heart illness or something like that, the next year's premiums skyrocket because the total pool of people in that particular plan is limited to the employees. And then the plan also forces individuals who earn above $9,350 a year, or couples that earn double that amount, it forces them to buy health insurance, and the government will determine whether or not you have acceptable health care coverage. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And if the government says your health care is not acceptable, you pay 2.5% tax.
Don, you mentioned the National Federation of Independent Business. That organization says the House bill threatens the viability of our nation's job creators. It destroys choice and competition for private insurance and fails to address the core challenge facing small business, cost.
That's correct. One study showed that if you have this mandate upon small businesses to buy this insurance, that we would lose between 4 and 5 million jobs, because the little guys would simply go out of business. They can't afford to be in business. And think about what Walmart's doing. Walmart's got this national campaign to have everybody provide insurance. You might wonder, well, why are they doing that? Well, guess who's displaced by a lot of the Walmarts? You know, the few retailers that are around there.
Yeah.
But there are things that we could do. For example, when my brother had the restaurant, because he was not incorporated, he had to buy, he and Marianne bought their health and accident insurance with after-tax dollars. If he had been, in other words, after they paid Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid tax, and if he had been incorporated, he could have bought that insurance with pre-tax dollars. That would save, simply by allowing these little guys who don't have the money or the time or the size to incorporate, let them buy health and accident insurance for themselves with pre-tax dollars. That would save almost 16% of the premium. Health savings accounts and other consumer-driven plans have worked that allow individuals and families to save for out-of-pocket health care expenses. Medical liability reform. This the issue of caps is controversial. In Illinois, has tried to pass it once, got held unconstitutional, and I think it's either been, this new bill has either been held unconstitutional or it's in the courts where that may happen. But these are all common sense reforms in order to get as many people insured as possible. And even without the government insured, even with these plans that are proposed by the House and the Senate, you would go from approximately 47 million uninsured to 17 million uninsured. So you still wouldn't pick everybody up. Plus, the people would be allowed government insurance even if they're in this country undocumented.
Our guest is Congressman Don Manzullo. If you have any questions or comments for the Congressman, we're talking about health care reform. Our phone number is 815-874-8255. Chris, you're on WNTO with Congressman Don Manzullo. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
You would certainly have to have some, with this bill, you would certainly have to have a national ID. I mean, because there's too much fraud involved.
Well, the national ID is the Social Security number now.
Okay, but I know, but then now you're going to have to, you got so many people out there that are illegal or that...
You would, because it would cover illegals who don't have Social Security cards. That's correct.
Well, I know, but then you're gonna have to DNA test everybody, and you're gonna, right? Aren't you gonna have to have some kind of way to keep track of everybody? And the government's gonna have all that, you know, all that information to keep track of everybody. They'll have to, won't they?
They have to.
Okay. Well, so then why don't you know? And I said this to Ken yesterday. I said the government's got what? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Well, those are companies that. That enable people to buy homes because they take the mortgages that originated at the banks and they put them into bundles and sell those on the market
to
get more money coming in.
Who's in charge of Freddie and Fannie?
Pardon?
Who's in charge of that? I mean, isn't
the government took it over now, but Fannie and Freddie are not related to health care, as you know.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, all right, they've got Fannie and Freddie, so they got the housing part. They want the medical part. They got the, you know, 60% of GM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like to me that the government is trying to take all the pieces of the puzzle, and you are, you know, and they already got 50% of my money. You know, by the time I pay every tax I have to pay, they got half of my money.
Chris, you're right, and you know, what's really scary about this plan, it says that you can keep your own health care plan. But the bureaucrats under this proposal can tell your physician to stop seeing patients with private health insurance as a condition of participation in the government-run health plan. I mean, well, this is really scary.
You know, and putting all this stuff together, you know, one can only surmise if you got a half a brain. One can only surmise trying to take over everything. They're trying to control everybody. And that is not this. That is not the principles that this country was founded on.
I agree with you.
Principles were founded on freedom. And I tell you what, if this goes through, you know, I would. You know, I'm seriously thinking about selling everything I have and being a missionary in another country and getting the heck out of this country.
You need to be a missionary in America. Continue to stay active in making public policy as you are on the telephone, because people are really, really upset over the size and the growth of the federal government. I mean, the national debt 3 days ago, this is just what we incurred this year, is over $1 trillion. Not the national debt, I'm sorry, the deficit. That's the deficit.
Right.
And the national debt, I think, is somewhere between $8 and $9 trillion. It's just, it's horrific.
Hey, Chris, keep the faith. Thank you for your call. Steve, you're on WNTO with Congressman Don Manzullo. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi, I just got a quick comment, and I'd just like to have it settled once. We talk about national health insurance, but for our elected officials in Congress and the Senate, don't you already have that? Because
what
I read is your health care is even better than our military serving in the military.
I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, and the government health care plan is less than what the IBEW guys get, and it's less than what most private insurance plans are. What it is the government comes up with this plan for federal employees, and I pay a little over $400 a month in premium on my plan. It has no dental coverage. It has very little optical coverage. It has no orthodonture coverage. And when my wife became ill with cancer 3 years ago, the amount of money that we had to pay in co-pays, and I mean, I would have sold my house and everything I had, you know, to help her out, obviously. But it is not a premium policy, and I would not wish the government health plan on anybody. In fact, under most health care plans, your kids get cut off at age 23 or as long as they're in school. Under the government health care plan that we as members of Congress have, at age 22, my kids are all seniors in college. And I had to go out and get individual health care insurance, and that became extraordinarily expensive for one that has some pre-existing problems with asthma.
Right. Well, one thing I worry about, Congressman, I work for a very large company here in Rockford, and what I'm afraid, if there is a national health service where they have an option where you can either take the National Health Service or keep the option you have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies are just going to say, well, the heck with it. We'll just drop the insurance and let the government pay for it. And I really worry about that.
And you know what? That's exactly what's intended by having the government option, is to make it so expensive and so onerous to have the private plan that they'll just force everybody into the government plan.
Thank you, Steve, for your call. Good luck to you.
Lots of insight there.
Chip, you're on WNTO with Congressman Don Manzullo. Chip, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Chip. How are you?
Great. Hey, Congressman Manzullo, I was curious, because you just mentioned a minute ago that they were planning on using the Social Security number as a patient ID number or as a national identifier. I would assume that the Social Security and or resident resident alien ID number. Is that
correct? Well, that was Chris's comment about there'd have to be some kind of a national ID to track all the people in the system.
Do you know if that would also then infer that they're going to be canceling the 1996 HIPAA privacy legislation?
What would this do to HIPAA? Who knows?
Oh, because HIPAA says you can't have an identifier. I mean, when we have a patient, either to an insurance company or to a facility, we are not allowed to use their Social Security number or other trackable identifier. We have to create our own number, which is independent from any other facility, with the exception of the insurance which the patient brings.
So that would be interesting, Chip, how that would work into the national system. I don't know.
They would have to cancel it. Now that it's set up, so if you want to go to Dr. A and not, you know, for instance, if you're HIV positive and you don't want to tell your dentist, you don't have to. Or if you don't want to tell your ped, you don't have to. The doctors all use safe procedures with all patients.
Mm-hmm.
But with a national system, as a patient, every provider will know everything that everybody else has done, whether you want them to or not.
That's correct. The walls of privacy go down, and at a point, for example, when we're trying to get we're trying to encourage people in many circumstances to see a mental health provider. If that privacy is breached, people simply won't go to mental health providers.
Correct.
We have that problem now with guys returning from the military because they don't want to they don't want to make it difficult for them to get a firearms identification card.
Right.
You're exactly right. It would create havoc on the privacy issues of the individual patients.
So absolutely. And anyway, I appreciate your fighting against this whole fiasco.
Thank you.
You guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much. Our guest is Congressman Don Manzullo. Our phone number is 815-874-8255. Gwen, you're on WNTO with Don Manzullo.
Hi, I'm glad you made it on the radio station, Senator Manzullo, this morning, because I was going to come down to your office. One of my sister-in-laws called me the other day, and she stated that she worked on this particular job, and she just received the insurance. And the first time that it came through, she missed the date for it. And so when the second time came around, of course, she was able to get in. So now she's in. But in the meantime of her being into the insurance, she went and got a physical, and the doctor told her that her back was like the back of an 80-year-old woman. And her nerves and things are so entwined, so they gave her some powerful medicine. And she told me, Gwen, I'm going to be having an operation around August 20th. I said, oh, that's great. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
She calls me back, and she goes, do you know that my insurance company just told me, this is the one she's only been in for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
because I had already had this problem, supposedly, which is not true, she just found out about it, that they would not be able to insure me because the doctor was going to put her in under an emergency situation. So they told her, as a consolation, continue to take some Norco, and in February she can have her surgery. But the doctor had told her if she loses her BM, bowel movement, or urinates herself really bad, go straight to emergency because that means something else is breaking down in her body.
Yeah, those are the games that are played with the pre-existing diseases, and that's why it's important that we have things such as the association health plans, so the smaller employers can join in with into a huge pool that would waive pre-existing diseases of people that are involved that try to get insurance. But she would have to. But is this her own private plan, or is it a plan through
the employer? She works at a nursing home. This is her own private plan that she just purchased 6 months. But
no, I mean, is it an individual plan that she went out and got on her own, or does the plan come through the nursing home?
She works at the nursing home. She doesn't have any more children. She's 47.
Mm-hmm.
And she just found out that she needed emergency back surgery.
Okay.
As soon as she went to the insurance company, they told her that she'll have to wait.
I'll tell you what, Gwen, do you want to leave your number with my producer, and maybe, Don, you can have one of your...
Yeah, why don't you, Ken, why don't you take Gwen's number off,
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
I'll pass it along to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Gwen, I'll tell you, I'm going to put you on hold, Gwen, okay?
Thank you.
And John will take your number. Congressman, can I either have you call me back? We're up against a break, or put you on hold?
I've got 19 votes coming up.
Okay.
And we still have a lot of work that we're dealing with these car dealerships and everything. But boy, Ken, I'd like to, but I just
okay. Let me. Put,
I just can't. But you know what? This healthcare thing is going to be around for a long time.
Sure.
And we're going to have a lot of opportunities on it. Sure. I really appreciate that.
Okay. I'll put you on hold, and we'll pass along that phone number, okay?
Okay. And then I'll just stay on.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. It's 1029.